Thank you, Chair. Greetings to all the colleagues. Kenya, as a country that has suffered terrorist attacks, stands in solidarity with other countries and peoples similarly targeted by this unique form of evil. We condemn these attacks not merely as a militarized form of politics, but as a profound attack on our heritage of freedom of religion and association, an attack on Africa and African freedom and Pan-Africanism. We note the return of slavery and similar atrocities as a core message and aim of terrorist groups such as ISIS, Boko Haram, and believe that their fellow travelers with our enemies, Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda. Kenya would like to thank the Secretary General and the Swiss government for hosting this timely conference. Kenya also welcomes the Secretary General's plan for the prevention of violent extremism and looks forward to its rapid implementation. Kenya has developed a national counter-violent extremism strategy that is aligned to the Secretary General's plan. We believe that prevention is a key component to defeating terrorist organizations and delegitimizing their ideologies. Our immediate focus, to which we invite partnership, is in the war of ideas, particularly on the utilization of Pan-Africanism and the Kenyan democratic way of life as a core foundation of counter-messaging the false religious claims of our terrorist enemies. We also want to work on early warning and early intervention at the level of the family and community that brings together government and civil society. We are in the process of developing and deploying voluntary de-radicalization centers at the local level, and our president has announced his intention to build a prison for convicted terrorists that will offer them opportunities for rehabilitation. We believe in targeted efforts as opposed to generalized ones that are aimed at raising social and economic hope in vulnerable groups and individuals. We believe that it is important to link prevention to counterterrorism. In other words, to reduce the pool of recruits which is needed in terms of prevention, and also for counterterrorism to reduce the infrastructure of radicalization, both on the ground and online. Kenya is glad to have seen a reduction in attacks against our people. The threat remains, but we in Kenya are seeing the fruits of better coordination, better public engagement, and what innovative practices at the security and greater government level can achieve. We stand ready to work with all partners, to share our experiences, to learn from yours. Ours is a focus on action that we hope will characterize the global prevention effort. Thank you.